Illumination. Practice makes perfect with treatment. My illumination brightens my life and my everyday and my every action as I recognize that practice makes perfect with treatment. How does practice make perfect with treatment? What sort of treatment do I have that I can do again and again that will bring me wonderful, fantastic results? What sort of treatment do I do that brings me results that makes me the fulfilled person that I am? What sort of treatment fulfills my life? Well, when I have affirmations, and I practice these affirmations, they bring results. They make perfect. I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Ho, 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 I like that one, don't you? I like me, I like me, I like me. And then you have something that comes along and someone says, oh, you're terrible, you're nonsense, you're no good. And I listen to that and I think to myself, what? I'm no good. You don't like me? Well, I like me. I like me. That's my treatment for myself. I like me. I like me. I like me. And go abounding out into life with being I like me. And just dance and sing and play I like me. And live in every way I like me. And as you do that, as you are I like me, that is the kind of life you have. Now, it's not a matter of blatantly going out and confronting everyone and saying, I like me, I am a good guy, I am perfect, I am wonderful, I am fantastic. No, what we do, it's inside of ourselves we say, I like me, I like me. Not only inside of ourselves that we say, I like me, we say, I like me to our heart, to our body, to our actions, to our life. And as we say, I like me to everything that we are, just gently, firmly, confidently, lovingly, we act in an I like me way. How is it to act in an I like me way? That's a good question, isn't it? Well, do I do nice things for myself? That shows me I like me. Do I say nice things about myself? That shows I like me. Do I live in a world where I am happy and I am filled with joy and I think that everything is wonderful? It's only a world that says I like me. Now, in the face of all circumstances that come up in life, do I say I like me? In the face of all circumstances, do I continuously say I like me, regardless of how difficult the things may seem to be? Am I allowing the challenge to make me not like me? Am I saying, oh, I stubbed my toe, oh, I hurt, oh? And the more I go about whimpering over the stubbed toe, the more the stubbed toe becomes a reality and gets bigger like a balloon. The minute I stub my toe, I say, I like me. I'm a happy guy. I feel so good. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. And just go around with that joy, happiness, delight in your heart. And all feeling of the stubbed toe goes away. It is no longer in your world. It is no longer in my world. It's no longer something I think about. I think only about I like me. Now you say, well, that's that Pollyanna again. That's that pretending something. No. Mm-mm. If I want to learn anything, 2 times 2 is 4, I have to keep saying it. Even if I can't write it too well because I don't know how to print the letter 2 or the number 2, I don't know how to do that too well, but practice makes perfect. And so I print it again and again, and pretty soon I print it beautifully. And people say, what lovely printing you have, what lovely handwriting you have. And then I say, yes, 2 times 2 equals 4. Why, that is so beautiful. It is like a picture in my mind. 2 times 2 equals 4. I know that 2 times 2 equals 4. I know that. That is beautiful. And you see, as I do that, I make this beautiful picture in my mind of what once was a problem and now is just a reality, just a fact, just a solution that I believe in, I know, and I live. Practice makes perfect with treatment. So I say, my body is the temple of the living God. How often have you said that today? And don't kid yourself. How often have you said that today? My body is the temple of the living God. That's a little bit beyond what I can comprehend. My body, the temple of the living God. My goodness sakes, the living God, the fantastic expression of all. My body is that. Yes, that's right. That's exactly right. And the more I say it, the more I believe it, the more I practice it, the more perfect it becomes as my thought. It does not become a half-baked thought, a half-considered thought. My body is sort of like the temple of the living God. My body is kind of good. My body still has aches and pains. Forget those aches and pains. Forget those conditions that made you think your body is less than the temple of the living God. Forget those things and think only about what is a beautiful body. What does it look like? What is a beautiful mind? What does it look like? We've never seen them, have we? But we know what they are. We know what it feels like when we are living in our beautiful being. Practice makes perfect. And I am practicing on the things that I want to be aware of as being perfect in me. I don't want to be aware of my becoming. I don't want to be aware of my wishful thinking. I don't want to be aware of it. It is done. It is done now. It is so. I am the temple of the living God. I am the temple of the living God. I live in it. I am it. It's the only thing I know. Practice makes perfect with treatment, and the more treatment that I have toward the practice that is meaningful to me, the more illumination I have of myself. And my whole life, my whole being sparkles with joy and sparkles with magic, and it says to me, yes, that's true. Yes, that's true. I do live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Yes, I do. I am the ideal wholeness now. I am ideal wholeness now. I am ideal wholeness now. Yes, I am. You see, and when these are a little profound as these words are, I am ideal wholeness, we can't fight it. We cannot protest it because we don't know what we're protesting. But the words are known by our soul and our heart and our mind and our being, and the words are followed by our inner self. And our inner self takes those words, and with the practice of saying them again and again, that treatment becomes a reality to us. And no matter what happens in our life, should anything come up to our attention, we say, I am ideal treatment. I am ideal wholeness. I am ideal right now. I am the ideal me right now. And wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, however I'm thinking, however I'm dreaming, however I'm wondering about life in any manner whatsoever, I know that my practice makes perfect with treatment and with all the desires of my heart. For when I let go and let the divine in me reveal itself to me, as it does all the time, and as it is doing all the time, and as I am learning to accept it and know it is true for me, as I'm learning that, then it is happening to me. But it only happens to me when I realize that practice makes perfect with treatment for me. Because that is who I am. That is what I am. And that is where I am. And that is why I am. I am practice that makes perfect. I am the illumination of all that is good and beautiful. Because that's who I am. That's all I am. And how wonderful, how glorious, and how beautiful that is. Join me in this illumination of practice makes perfect with treatment, because it is true.
Mm-hmm.